This is my fourth Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Festival. My fourth time marching on down State Street smoking marijuana. Smoking a little bit before it got here, smoking a lot all weekend. And I watched all of us pretty well smoking pot walking down the road. Again, the sky didn't fall. Nothing happened. Nobody got hurt. We went all the way down the road in full public view. Nothing went wrong. Now, if we can do that in public, imagine how innocuous would be in private. It makes no sense that if this is the way it works, why are people going to jail for doing that when nothing happened? I came here with a little different attitude this year. I want to start by saying something I just read by Mahatma Gandhi applies very, very well to the way I've been feeling for many years now. He said, first, they ignore you. He said more. Wait a second. I'm having a moment. You can understand. Pretty sure he said that. First, they ignore you. Oh, then they ignore you again. Then they laugh at you. Thank you. Mahatma Gandhi thing. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you. The important part is, then they fight with you, then we win. The thing is, they've been ignoring and laughing. It's time not to let them do that anymore. I was married to, I think, one of the greatest people in the world. She could move her arms or legs, but she felt she was here to teach us something. She showed that if she can go get arrested for eating marijuana in a congressman's office without being able to move her arms or legs, she can lay down in a congressman's doorway, she can do these things, we can do anything we want. I was going to talk about something else, but I read a letter that Gary got from Congressman Mark Green, who is running for governor of the great state of Wisconsin. In his letter, he said, I want to get this right, no more brain freeze. I believe current medical options are superior to legalizing addictive and dangerous illegal drugs. As redundant as that was, he believes current medical options are superior. Now, at the end of Cheryl's life, when it was getting hard for her, when it was getting painful, we kept hearing that. And one day I had a particularly bad day knowing I was going to have to get her change. I'm going to have to roll her on her left side. We had no marijuana butter for her. All she had was her current legal medications. She saw my stress, and she knew she was going to be hurt. And I cried out, why am I the only one that has to hear this? So we invited people over. We invited prosecutors and politicians alike that said this. Come over. See if it's acceptable. Tell her to her face. Well, you know, they wouldn't do it. So her idea was, go ahead and record it, and they can hear a therapy session without medical marijuana. Now, I'd lost that tape for a few years. I found it a couple of months ago. And to people like Mark Green who say that, and others that say there are acceptable medication, I think Cheryl, in her own voice, 3.5 years after her death, can convince you otherwise. I failed to protect my wife from pain. I failed her. I failed her because of people like Mark Green. I failed her because people say there's acceptable medicine, but they will not come and see and hear what is not acceptable. I made Cheryl a promise 4 days before she died that I would keep on doing whatever I thought she would do. She was here as a teacher. She taught me, I'm still learning. So I'm here to try to teach you something, that it's time to do something. It's time for the fight. It's not going to happen if you don't do the littlest of things. Now, Mark Green is in Green Bay. I've had to extend my trip. I drove this time. Gary and Jackie and me, we're going to Green Bay tomorrow night. We're going to be there Tuesday morning. We're going to tell Mark Green what I'm telling you now. We're going to tell the closest people to him that we can find that it's not acceptable that he say this. Now, if I can come from New Jersey and come to support here and come to do that, I'm carrying on for Cheryl. I'm doing whatever I can no matter what the cost is. I'd hope you learn from her as well. I'd hope one time you'd consider making a call to Mark Green's campaign office. I'm not going to tell you a number. I want you to really work hard. I think you might be able to find it out. Call and tell him he's wrong. For some people, it's not acceptable medicine. Two or three of you call, I feel like I'm doing my job still. I feel like I'm representing fairly. I feel like the commando squad is going to go kick some ass in Green Bay on Tuesday. I met Jackie in 1997 with Cheryl in Washington. Became good friends. When you're like living like Cheryl is and like Jackie is, when you stay together in a room for 6 days in a motel, you get to know each other pretty well. Very proud of her because she already knew what Cheryl knew. She just wants people to show up too. So she showed up here today to talk to you. Jackie Rickert.